Ace, what are you talking about? What is it? Where are we?
You're right! The power's coming back on!
Yes!
This is it. I'm sorry!
Benny, I just want you to know...
Clinus, where are we?
This is Skaro, Benny. The home of the Daleks.
Run! Everybody, run! Get out of here before the... No!
Exterminated!
Wait! Stop! You don't understand!
Clinus! No! Not now! Run!
Seek blockage! Annihilate! Seek blockage! Destroy!
Although I sleep, my dream lives on. Time is broken on Skaro. Past, present, and future are intertwined. For life to continue, simplification is needed. And that is the one thing my Daleks excel at. They are single-minded. They are determined. They are ruthless. I created them purely to survive, and that is precisely what they will do. Once more, the lights of Skaro blaze out across the universe, and they shall never again be extinguished! Complexities must be disregarded. Confusions eliminated. There are intruders in the city. They must be eradicated. Nothing must interfere with the return of my creation. My children may have forgotten me, but one day they will remember. And then I shall make sure they never forget me again. Time must be restored to its true path. The time of the Daleks.
I don't know what to do. Oh, no. No, just leave me alone.
Intruder detected. Pass you.
Dead end. Dead end. Here in the heart of the Dalek Empire, a city of can't remember, the ancient city which grew up from the ruins of the Khaled bunker into a giant silver cancer that spread over the surface of the dead planet of Skaro. In the city, the doors were very hard to open. Clinus. I'm sorry. I got you killed. Why didn't I realize? Because I didn't know. Because there aren't really guidebooks to Skaro. Because a paragraph into getting there and away, they generally come to a screaming halt. Oh, come on, please. Please open! Simple photoelectric cell. Come on, Benny. Come on, Benny. Wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Which I don't. Not anymore. We killed him. You and me.
Identify!
Like it matters. My name is Bernie Summerfield.
Identification unknown.
I loved him.
Love?
And I will give you your orders, Dalek.
Daleks do not accept orders.
Oh, she'll accept this one. All together now. Exterminate. Go on. Exterminate. Exterminate! 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 Whoa! Whoa! No, it's a bleeding lift. You've missed your chance. There's no way I'm getting out of this alive. I have no idea what to do. Not even scared anymore. Just broken. I need a drink. Oh, do I need a drink? I'd settle for a sit down, but hey, this is Skaro. No chairs. Oh, where is this? Burned out Daleks. Toaster computers and the... Ooh, the most important thing. A table, right then. You'll do for a sit down and a think. Item one, Clinus. No. Item one, Skaro. Underline in green ink. Guess it made sense. If you're looking for an impossibly tall, blonde boyfriend, then why not go out with a Thal? Of course that's what Clinus was. Maybe he even told me. How many times have I forgotten? The last few days. Or is it weeks? Ah, they're a blur. How long have I been on this planet? Clinus probably told me everything, and I didn't remember. Several times. Clinus. Item two. The time lock. The good news is, with the power back on, time stabilized. The bad news is, with the power back on, the Daleks are waking up. Item three. Any other business? Damn good cry. That concludes the final meeting of the Bernice Surprise Summerfield Memorial Society. Surprise. Oh, come on. Let's keep moving. If you're lucky, you can go hug a slither. At least it'll be quicker and less painful than having your nerves minced from the inside out. So, what is this place? Who's there? What's going on?
Alert! Alert! Ranger scopes detect massive solar flare! Incoming! Incoming! Activate the defenses! Skaro must be protected! Perimeters breached! Force shields failing! Skaro's sun is destroyed! All available Daleks report to timeships! Evacuate Skaro! Evacuate! Solar storm impact in 10 rels! 9! 8! Skaro must survive! 5! 4! The Daleks must survive! 2! 1!
Spoke too soon. Time's still broken here. Random ghosts. Where were they from? The sun destroyed? Guessing that was the end of Dalek history. One thing I'm good at. Professionally nosy. So, right. Torch. These burnt out Daleks. Ain't the same ones? Maybe that surge of power hasn't broken the time lock. Just speeded up its collapse. Things are still jumbled and things are going to get worse before they get better. Hooray. But maybe it means I can get out. Still on my own on Skaro, but perhaps there's a chance that I can learn from this.
You're not on your own. Hello, Benny.
Doctor! Oh, Doctor, thank goodness you're here.
I'm not. I'm just a projection, I'm afraid. I can't materialize the TARDIS until the time lock collapses.
What?
Sorry. Trapped outside. I'm doing all I can to get to you.
Another ghost, but I need you here now.
There is no now. Not yet. I'm sorry. I misjudged. I shouldn't have sent you here alone.
Yeah. Things are bad.
Bernice, I know how afraid you are. How angry.
You knew Ace was coming here.
It was a possibility. I hope not. I hoped you could prevent her reaching Skaro.
So it's my fault?
No! Not at all. Oh, Benny. I can't... Well, I shouldn't come here.
Why not?
It's difficult. But as soon as the time lock's weak enough, I'll try. I'm coming for you. In the meantime...
And he's gone. Worst Yoda ever. I'm trapped on Skaro, alone, frightened and sadder than words can say. And you know what? I need a doctor. Right then, stay alive. Wait. So, do I stay moving or do I stand very, very still? That would be the sensible thing. But this is somewhere to explore, so... Let's see what's through door number one. Hopefully not an execution squad. Ah, back to early Dalek architecture. I'm guessing the default time period of the city. Default time period. See how calm and rational I can be. Professional explorer. Trapped in history's blender, along with all the ghosts of Skaro.
Cannot control infection. Evacuate section 3.
And you're dead. Oh. Oh. What a strange thing you are, Dalek. One eye, one sucker, and a little stubby gun. How many people is that exterminated? And yet, you look a little silly. But what killed you? Infection? That's not good. The door says... Section 3. No other way. Let's see what's in there.
Section 3, quarantine bridge. Out!
Ah. completely dark. No power, which means no Daleks in Section 3. No living ones. Let's put a little torchlight on it. Oh, it's some kind of garden. The Daleks have gardens? If it's a hydroponics centre, then there must be a pretty big light switch somewhere. What's in a Dalek's garden? Gnomes? Oh, good. More dead Daleks. Maybe this wasn't a good... Oh, no power! It's not opening. Trapped. Today just gets better. What was that? Do they have rats on Skaro? Where are you? Who are you? Oh, God. Oh, not a rat. What are you? A squid? Ugh. Stay back. Just, please. Take care of you. Oh, whatever you were, your face broke my torch. Oh, I'm getting out of here. Oh, more. The lights! What? Who turned on the lights?
They don't like it. Come on!
No. Ace! Oh, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
What were those squid things? Were those what they really look like inside?
Yep. That's all a Dalek really is.
Oh!
When you meet one, don't think of the casing. And don't, really don't think of the gun. Just think of that thing inside. Sticky fingers on the trigger.
I hate them. Clinus was saving me, and they just... killed him. Just like they killed Mum.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's no stopping them, is there?
You knew this was Skaro, and you didn't tell me.
I told you. Time and time again. But it didn't go well. So I erased the recording. All I could erase. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for so much, Benny. I really screwed up this time.
Why did you come here?
I don't think that matters now.
Oh, you were trying to mend the time lock. Why?
It's complicated. You see, what happened with... Get out of here, Benny!
What?
Run! The Daleks are my problem.
What? Why?
Run, Benny! Go! You don't want to hurt Daleks. You want me!
Ace! I'll work something out! Oh, no. Oh, they've gone. Another time jump. What's going on? Why does this keep happening? Oh, more ghosts of Daleks. Right then, let's see what's through door number 3. Oh. My word, that is a big one. And a guess, one great big dead Dalek Emperor! Ha! What happened here?
Why? Why? A Dalek questioned an order! Why?
This is exterminate! Why?
Do not fight in here! Obey your Emperor! Do not fight in here!
What was that?
They fought in here!
Whoa. You can hear me?
Why did they fight? Why did they disobey? Why did they ask questions?
Asking questions seems to be all you're doing.
You question
with the questions.
You do not fear me. Why?
Oh, I'm afraid of the idea of you. I'm terrified. The Emperor Dalek. But you're dead.
Explain?
You're just another ghost. A phantom of the most evil member of the most evil race the universe ever came up with.
The Daleks are not evil.
No.
The Daleks are strong. The weak fear us. That is why they must be wiped out.
Because they're afraid of you. Have you thought that one through? I'm starting to see why you don't allow questions.
Unity is strength. Obedience is power.
And you're all about the power. The lights of Skaro blazing out across the stars, showing off.
Dalek might.
Do you know what's most terrifying about you?
Explain.
All that power. All that fine Dalek might, and it doesn't reason.
Daleks obey without question.
No. They obey you. You're terrifying because you're the only Dalek without a gun.
The Emperor does not need a gun.
Exactly. You're just a huge Dalek brain. The only Dalek that's allowed to think. You've made the others stupid, nasty children playing with guns.
Silence! Silence! Silence!
They just scream across the universe.
Silence!
Whenever you order them to go pull the wings off flies.
They obey! They obey orders!
And the one day they don't obey, the one day they question, it all goes wrong. That's what happened here, wasn't it? Civil war. And what can you do to stop them? Hmm? How can you threaten them? You're powerless.
They will be annihilated. You will be annihilated.
Really? How? No gun. You? You're just a voice.
Silence! You will be exterminated.
No. No, I won't. I'm just going to walk out of here and live. That's the greatest insult I can think to give a Dalek.
You will be annihilated. Exterminated. Obey me. I am the Emperor. I order you to obey.
I'm just going to walk out of here and live. I've just lied to the Dalek Emperor. What's that? Footsteps. Not a Dalek, then. Oh, guess I get to live a bit longer. Hello? Ace? Hello? Something not frightening? Hello? No. Not you. No.
Wait!
No. You're dead! I'm not ready for you!
Benny!
This isn't happening. This can't be happening. This can't be. Calm. Collected. Focused. Professional. Down among the Daleks. I'm in an observation tower. The sun is setting, and the lights are coming on all across Skaro. The Daleks are coming back to life. I'm running out of time.
Hello, Benny.
No! You're dead, Clintus, I told you. Why can't you listen?
Benny, I need to tell you something.
Not now! I need time to think. I can't think clearly when you're in my head. So full of you. It's like there's nothing else. Why did you have to die?
Listen to me. I was always dead.
What?
I'm sorry, I only get it now. I can see my life from beginning to end. We were all the ghosts of history. The Time Lock dragged us from Skaro's history, plucked out for a brief second life. And a second death. I was no different.
You were?
I'm sorry. I wish I wasn't dead.
No, don't say it. So, you and Varna were both Thals from... when? From the end of the war that created the Daleks?
Varna, I don't know. But let me tell you my story. It will help.
I doubt it. I just want to sit down and have a good cry.
How about an hug?
Won't I burst into flames? Isn't that what happens here when the ghosts touch the living?
Good point.
I'll sit down on the floor then. It's fine.
First, look at what you're leaning against.
Hmm? Oh, it's a Dalek sculpture. Is that a thing? I didn't think the Daleks did art.
It's very old. What do you think of it?
Not really my taste. What is it? It's ugly.
Thank you, it's one of mine. It's called Eternal War.
Oh, sorry. Oh. But that means you're...
Yes. I was a Khalid, not a Thal. On the wrong... the losing side of the war. Our races fought for 1,000 years. But we weren't all soldiers. There were still poets and artists, even in the last days. Just not many. And we weren't very welcome in the Khalid Dome. But we were there.
I've not really thought about that. Sorry, I just assumed that...
But the Khalids were all just evil people, thinking evil thoughts, singing evil songs, while having evil showers before putting on evil clothes and going out evil dancing.
And making evil sculptures? That's unfair. You were Khalid.
The statue's supposed to be ugly. It's about the impact of war on people. On a person. How it presses down on them, changes them. Takes away the round edges. Hardens them.
Oh. In an odd way, it looks like a Dalek.
Funny that. When the dome was under attack, when the Thals were finally ending their endless war, suddenly the Khalids didn't need artists anymore, but they did need recruits. For a special project. I was one of the first mutations. I was... Benny, it hurt so much.
You were one of the first Daleks.
I didn't even have that name. I just remember the fine talk, service, sacrifice, obedience. And then the pain started. It didn't stop. They said it would, but it didn't. They just added more and more implants to stop us screaming. It is hard to obey orders when you can't hear them over the sound of your own agony.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Don't be. The pain means I can't remember what happened next. I don't know how long I lived, or what I did. I just know that I obeyed without question. Because only that made the pain a little less. Obedience. And killing.
What did you do?
Does it matter? I can't... I won't remember. Please don't ask me. I was only obeying orders. It's just that the orders never stopped.
Well, perhaps you didn't kill. Perhaps you just...
Oh, I killed. The Daleks don't need sculptors. Look out there, Benny. At the lights of the city. I could be any Dalek out there. I could be any Dalek in the universe. I could have been the Dalek who killed your mother. It doesn't matter.
It does.
Daleks have no heroes. No names. No stories, just a long list of battles fought. Daleks die without being remembered. Daleks don't leave behind a history, just a scar on the universe. I stopped being a person. I lived for so long, in so much pain, I can't remember anything else. All a Dalek really feels is fear and pain. That's why they don't talk. They scream.
Get away from me.
I told you my story would help you get over me.
I was in love with a...
I don't think the universe is ready for you to finish that sentence.
No. Sorry. I'm sorry for everything that happened to you, for what you did or didn't do. I'm sorry that I just can't stand seeing you.
No hug now?
No.
I wanted to see you again.
I wish you hadn't.
I wanted you to understand. I don't deserve to be grieved for.
No, you don't.
And I wanted to thank you for making me feel alive again. And now it's time for me to go back into history. Another ghost. Forgotten. Just another Dalek. Think of me like that. If at all. Goodbye, Benny. Forget me.
I will. Goodbye, Dalek. How long have I been walking? This city goes on forever. Literally. What makes a city? Normally we mean a place where people live. But no one lives here. It has no houses. Daleks do not sleep. Daleks do not rest. They do not need homes. They do not gather. They do not socialize. So, a vast factory, a bunker, endless corridors. Somewhere in this city, there are living Daleks. But not here. Just ghosts. I've seen huge computer rooms. I've seen data archives. I've seen substations, laboratories, and rangerscope tracking stations. All of them empty. Even the armories. Rooms full of weapons. And, of course, not one that I can use. Because I am not a Dalek. Although, I... Perhaps I need a haircut. There was a war on Earth. A long time ago. And when the cities were liberated, they rounded up the women who had collaborated, loved the invaders. And they tore out their hair. They marked them, damaged. How long have I been walking for? I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. I'm just empty. And yet, all around me, the city, waiting. Eyes in the walls watch me as I pass. I know that at any moment, I'll turn the corner and I'll meet a solid, living Dalek. And then...
Reinforcements! Overpowered! Reinforcements! Quickly! Quickly! Power going! Listen to me! Stop our power from wasting off! It will be the end of the Daleks! The end of the Daleks! The Daleks! Daleks!
Another control room. Another battle. Dead Daleks. Humanoid skeletons. Again, the Daleks lost. What happened here?
That stranger came.
What?
That stranger came and took away our power.
Well, you obviously deserved it.
was to survive. We built these suits to endure the radiation of our 1,000-year war. We were the only survivors. We knew we were alone.
I'm sorry?
Our ranger scopes have charted the stars in all the skies. We could only detect life on Skaro. Nowhere else.
You were wrong. The universe is full of life.
We have not detected it. We knew we had to continue. Life must continue. We hoped one day to emerge from these shells. Then the Thals came. They had also survived, and they did not look like us.
That must have been a pretty big knock.
They gave us drugs. Drugs to combat the radiation. They gave us hope. But the drugs were lethal. We learned we were trapped in these shells forever. No escape. No hope. And that is why we had to destroy the Thals. So that we could bear to continue.
What?
We would be alone again. It was the only way to make our survival possible.
To wipe out everything that wasn't you.
A handful of victims. A final peace. No more war. We could stay in our city and return to our science.
What went wrong?
The stranger came. He armed the Thals. He taunted us. He told us of life on other worlds. He told us of time travel.
Oh.
Our world had been so small. Our survival had limits. But he made it infinite because of the stranger. We vowed we would leave the city. We will conquer space. We will master time travel. And one day we will. When we get our power back. One day, we will get our power.
Oh, no.
Hello again, Benny.
Doctor, are you really here?
Not yet. I'm still a ghost. In a city full of phantoms. A city remembers its tragedies. In its stones, in its walls. Tell me what you've seen.
A Dalek plague. A civil war. A sun exploding. Daleks begging for their life. They were never going to win a humanitarian award, but right back at their beginning, the Daleks were manipulated, driven to become these monsters. If it wasn't for this enemy, then they'd just be a bunch of nasty hermits. There's something behind this, Doctor. Please hurry up so that we can find out what happened to them.
I happened to them.
What?
I caused all their tragedies.
You?
In my darker hours, I wonder if the Daleks were my fault.
I...
Benny?
Leave me alone!
Over here, Varna. That's right, just clamber through that door.
Are we safe? What is this place, Foster?
Oh, it's just a control room.
No, I mean, what is this city? And what are those machines? There's another one. What is it?
You don't know. I mean, really?
Would I ask if I did?
But aren't you... Surely...
I've never seen anything like it on Skaro before. Is it a Thal invention? Have you met the Thals? They're an ugly, warlike race from across the wastelands. Is that where we are? Are they behind this time disturbance? Mind you, even if they're not, our government will claim they are. When the rain falls, they blame it on the Thals.
Varna, seriously?
Is this something else I've forgotten, Foster? Are the Khalids and the Thals finally at war? Is this what it's about? Then what are these machines? Are they weapons?
No, just robots.
If they are robots, we can take control of them and reprogram them.
Can you do that?
Of course. Shouldn't be hard. These Thal computer banks are advanced, but the principles are easy enough to master. See? This machine here seems fairly intact, but it hasn't come back to life. I think it takes power from the floor, and the circuit hasn't been tripped yet. We should be able to take a feed from the panel here directly to the robot.
Words. What do you mean?
Take this cable and clip it to the robot's casing. There. Right. Don't touch the end. And now, some power.
Can you hear me?
Power!
Can you hear me, Dalek?
Is that what they're called, Dalek?
Dalek!
Well, yes, I think so.
We don't mean you any harm, Dalek. Do you accept vocal input, or should I attempt direct reprogramming of your command module?
Daleks do not accept commands from others.
Hmm. Then how do you obey your Thal masters?
The Thals are not our masters!
I do not understand.
Let me explain, Varna, my dear. This machine is as independent as you or I. It doesn't wish to be subordinate to the Thals.
The Thals are inferior beings!
You heard the fellow. It owes them no loyalty. By isolating its power supply, you have liberated it from its reliance on the systems of the city. It can now make its own choices, do what we tell it to. Isn't that right?
Well,
explain!
My fine Dalek friend, you've been without power, and it'll take time for your systems to recharge. Your senses are limited at the moment, yes?
Yes, my vision is still impaired.
And your movement?
Movement is not possible.
Don't worry, it'll come flooding back. And in the meantime, we'll keep you safe from the Thals.
The city must be defended.
Oh, it will be. But we'll need your help, your cooperation against the Thals and our enemies.
You are not Thals?
Absolutely not.
This unit is currently unable to verify. Explain.
Varna here is of your world.
See?
Oh, you will. She's well worth it, I assure you. Anyway, I'm helping her reclaim her planet and keep it safe from Thals.
The Thals must be
Hold on. Let me try and switch in another circuit. Oh dear. It's gone into standby mode. I'll divert induction through the floor. What do you think it's trying to say?
I'm afraid I really don't know, my dear.
Well, I do.
Professor Benny! Summerfield!
What do you think you're doing?
It seems to be some sort of robot. It's a Thal weapon which we're reprogramming.
What?
Well, I believe so. Isn't that right?
I don't know where to begin.
You've not met the Thals, have you? Bloodthirsty warriors. This weapon is just the kind of thing they'd come up with to wipe us Khalids out.
Oh, you're not wrong. These things will wipe the Khalids out.
Then they must be reprogrammed.
It's not that simple.
Oh, it is. If you know how to talk to them. Just a matter of coding. Machines are very obedient.
This one isn't. Foster, you know what it is, don't you?
Well, who doesn't?
Well, I
apart don't... from Varna, I will admit I am simplifying slightly to make things easier for her.
Varna... You're a Khalid, yes?
Yes, but...
And you're worried that one day your people will go to war with the Thals?
It seems inevitable. Not a constructive use of time, but alas...
And you think this robot...
Well, given the assumption that time fields on this planet are still out of alignment, it seems reasonable to posit that this machine is some sort of weapon from my near future. It would be possible, thus, to reorient it and win...
Open the lid.
Really?
Access hatch at the top. Best way to reach its processor...
Okay.
Don't do it, Varna.
Why ever not? Every robot has a brain. I'd love to see how this one ticks.
Stay back!
Oh, what is that?
What a Dalek really is. I'm sorry.
Horrible! I can't... Oh, it must be in so much pain. You're saying the Thals did that to themselves simply to win the war? It's awful. kind of life is that? Not one worth living, if you ask me. So, it's a survival suit rather than a robot. I'm afraid, Foster, I can't reprogram it for you. Nor would I want to.
Give me power!
That thing should remain dormant. I am a Khalid. We do not believe in suffering.
Well, madam, leave it be for the moment and I'll have a chat with it.
You're both still alive. At this point, the smart money would walk away and keep on walking till it hit the nearest beach.
Really, Professor? Are you aware of what this is? Call yourself an archaeologist. It's an intact prototype Dalek. Priceless. The whole city is. But imagine what we can learn from just one Dalek. What we can get it to do for us.
It's a Dalek.
You both speak of it in such awe. I had no idea the Thals were capable of such a monstrous creation.
Foster!
Run! Run now!
No! I shall stay my ground. I gather you're feeling a little better, my metal chum.
My function is less impaired.
Splendid. You're why I came to Skaro. You're famous on other worlds.
Other worlds?
Oh, yes. You have no idea how many doors having you will open.
So, it is true there are other worlds?
Teeming with life. Everyone on every planet knows what a Dalek is and respects that name.
We are known?
Of course you are. I come from your future. But there are lessons you can teach even us.
Even you?
Yes. And perhaps, in return, we could reach an agreement.
Oh, don't say it, Foster.
You might almost call it an alliance.
Oh, there it is.
The Daleks make an alliance with you?
Quite so. I will provide you with power. You will provide me with certain services, knowledge, weapons. And you are remarkable scientists. You know, do you not, the secret of transforming metal into gold?
The Daleks have that knowledge.
But that was one of our inventions.
Foster, I thought you said you made documentaries.
That's what I told you. Now, Dalek, do we have an agreement? After all, my dear sir, all I have to do is twist this dial. You see? But I can help you overcome this limitation. Can help you voyage beyond your city. Your planet has long been a forbidden world. But when I saw it flickering in the sky, barriers down, I came here. I have long been envious of what you've achieved.
This creature?
Oh, Daleks have a certain beauty. Don't you?
Beauty? I have no concept of the word.
But you know efficiency. That's a kind of beauty. And together, we will be beautifully efficient. So long, of course, as I don't have to touch that dial again.
That is efficient. You said you wished to learn from the Daleks.
Of course.
Step closer.
Of course.
You wished to learn of our weapons?
I did.
Then learn from the Daleks! So perish, inferior beings!
Foster was not a good man. But how can you consider him inferior to yourself?
All life is inferior to Dalek life.
Even the Thals?
All life!
You would turn on your creator.
The Daleks were not created by the Thals. We were created to destroy the Thals.
Who would do that?
Varna, leave well alone. Just come along. Let the nice Dalek recharge.
But I want to know.
No! Come on!
Halt!
The door won't open. Dalek, what have you done?
Present yourself. My vision is improved. I must identify. Stand still.
Just let us go.
Your species is unknown to us. Unknown but inferior. Filed for later identification. You, step forward into the light.
All right.
Wait! Your species is identified as Carlet? You are Carlet?
Yes! Were we once your masters, is that it? Do you want orders from me?
Orders? Take orders from you?
What are you? Adal. That was our word for warrior. Is that what you are?
You are tall. You are healthy. You are strong. Your limbs are in proportion to your body. You are the ideal of a Carlet.
Thank you. I think.
To think. To think we came from you. From you.
What?
I cannot bear it!
Father! You! You stupid Dalek! You didn't have to do that! That was pointless! Why did you do it? Answer me! What was that for? You're the same species. How could she possibly
Were you jealous of her? That's it, isn't it?
The Daleks survive in me. Go now, Bernice.
Can you help me? I'm stuck to the wall.
So I see. You're wearing a neck brace.
It's made out of lead, and it's as comfortable as that sounds, so...
What happened to you? You're not a ghost, are you?
No. Those Daleks rounded me up, fastened me to the wall, then ran out of power and faded away.
Yeah, that keeps happening. The city's not yet stable.
But it will be soon, so get me out of this!
Okay. Is this magnetic?
Yep. There's a doohickey in my back pocket.
Ah, this?
No, that's my keys.
Funny keys. This?
That's it. Should switch the poles on this neck clamp.
Good. So, why did you come here?
The doctor sent me to Gallifrey, to the academy, to learn Time Lord stuff. And while I was doing that, the universe was getting on. Civilizations were born, stars collapsed, and a lonely woman in Perivale became a lonely old woman in Perivale. And then she... I didn't think. You know what it's like with a doctor? You forget your real life, your family.
Oh, I've got both of those, and I really should be getting back to them. Sorry.
Time passes on Gallifrey, but not in the same way. There's so much to learn. The Academy gave me a pet planet to watch over. Not to interfere, just watch. So I watched lovely little Talmeezan. Then one day, all of a sudden, I wondered how long I'd been there and how Mum was getting on. I look her up, and she's long gone.
I am sorry.
Odd, really. Never really got to know her. But I'd like to have been there. She got eaten slowly away. I don't know. Would have made her feel better. Made me feel better. I wonder what she thought. That I'd gone on holiday and forgotten her. Guess I had in a way. But cancer. It just seemed so pointless. Cells run riot, mutate. They've cut open tumours to find fingers and eyeballs growing inside them. Life that doesn't know what to do with itself other than wipe out any other life it comes across. Sounds familiar?
Yes.
Ironically, I get back to Gallifrey and the planet I should have been watching over, lovely little Talmeezan, gone! Wiped out by the Daleks!
The last straw?
Yeah. Before I went home to pay my last respects, my tutor gave me the talk. Don't go back to see your mother and cure cancer. Oh no, I said. That'd be interfering. That'd be wrong. Good girl, said the old buffer, and away he went. Thing is, he'd not said anything about not wiping out the Daleks. So when I came back...
Ace!
You've seen what they've done to the Doctor, haven't you? On the dark nights when he worries that he's responsible for them.
Well, he is, isn't he?
Maybe. Someone would have come to Skaro. And I don't believe those tin darlings would have stayed happily in this city forever. They were born to wipe out life!
I thought after the Great War they were peaceful scientists. It's a bit confusing.
That's the Doctor again. He tried stopping them at the end of their story, and again before they began. He only made it more confusing. The harder he tried, he couldn't get it right. I saw how haunted he was, eaten away. So I decided to do something about it.
What did you do?
Skaro's already a forbidden world. I borrowed a bit of Time Lord science. When I got here, the Daleks were dormant. Early days for them. They'd not even left their city. I brought with me an Omega device.
A what now?
Doesn't matter. I wanted to time lock all of Skaro outside the universe for good. See how the universe got on without them.
You caused this mess.
I didn't mean to. I'm not a Time Lord. I didn't get it right. The Omega device is unstable. But once you get me out of here, I'll sort it, okay? One more go. Then I'll wipe the Daleks out forever, Benny. Imagine that, eh?
You can't. It's wrong.
How can you say that? Imagine. They'll never kill your mum.
Goodbye, Ace.
Benny! Where are you going?
Away.
Finally. That'll be Benny.
Doctor! Benny's! Run!
Good idea! Just like old times.
Furious with you.
As I said, happy days.
Look out!
Whoa, thank you.
Don't mention it. There's a lift this way.
Good, I'll have a lift. Hmm, 20 levels to the top. Shall we get the row over with?
Nah, let's work out how to defeat the Daleks, then have the row on the way home.
Splendid idea. One small problem.
No plan for defeating the Daleks?
None.
Oh.
If it's any consolation, you've seen my greatest hits.
The Daleks are kind of...
unstoppable.
Yes. And sad.
Sad? I've never seen them that way.
You've never really talked to one, though, have you?
They're not chatty, as a rule.
You'd be surprised.
Anything I should know?
No. Actually, I'm not going to let it go at that. They were once people. Not perfect. Just people. Then something got in the way. You?
War. People make terrible decisions because of war. And the Daleks' better natures got left behind.
I'm not so sure. I think they pretended very hard. But they remembered them. In the early days...
Hmm.
Welcome to my favourite bit of the Dalek homeworld. Imagine that. Nice view.
The lights of Skaro. It's been a long time since I've seen them. Benny, are you all right? Are you looking for someone?
No. Look, the lights are going off. The city's powering down. The time lock's gone now, hasn't it?
In its last stages. But if it collapses and a single Dalek is still awake, then it's bad news for the universe. The barriers protecting this world have been breached. They'll swarm out again. And there's no stopping them. There's never any stopping them.
Doctor, do you remember the Adolf effect?
After Earth's Second World War, the name Adolf died out. Not just in Germany, around the world, because it reminded people.
I'm wondering if the Daleks were the same. Eliminating what reminded them of the past, increasing their mental conditioning, wiping out the Thals.
Goodbye, happy days of Wiedersehen, art, poetry and culture.
I find that sad.
Yes. I think Ace did too.
Oi! Dustbin! What are you doing? Your metal mates locked me up! Hey! Don't you want to know why?
Now I have power. The only interest I have in Tharls is their total extermination.
I'm not a Thar.
No, you are not.
So?
Unimportant for now.
What is important?
Power in the city is failing. Radiation levels are minimal. We need power and radiation as you need oxygen.
So what are you going to do about it?
If the Daleks are to survive, then we must have both. I must activate the reactors. The Daleks must survive.
You'll poison the world?
Not poison for a Dalek.
That's idiotic.
It is life. For one creature to live, another must die. And soon we will awake. The Daleks will once more be the masters of Skaro.
The sun's setting. I'm glad. I can't stand to look at Skaro. I can't bear to be here. I felt ashamed. I could have come myself to find Ace, to stop her. But, oh, it was a forbidden world for a reason. I wondered if she'd succeed. Perhaps that would be an end of them. But the Daleks will never end, will they? An ace to save and a countdown to stop. That's always better than having a plan.
Yeah, the end of the world is nigh.
Let's get going.
Power to maximum. Commencing radiation redirection. The last stage of the operation begins.
Your friends aren't coming. You're on your own.
They will come.
Hello!
Doctor!
Identify yourselves!
I'm the Doctor. You get sick of me.
And I'm Benny. You're the Dalek who let me go.
Yes!
Interesting. Ace, good to see you.
Professor, I'm...
I'll deal with you when I've saved the world.
Nothing can stop the Daleks!
Actually, you're right. Nothing can.
Are you surrendering?
I'm giving in to the inevitable. Daleks, death and taxes. There's no stopping them. Aren't you curious about what's happening to Skaro?
The Daleks have been subjected to an attack. We will revive. The Tharls will be dealt with. Then we shall interrogate you. There must be retaliation. There must be peace.
Dalek, let me show you what's happening. Time is wrong with Skaro. Your past, present, and future are all merging. Ace here, she has with her a device capable of breaking down the barriers of time.
She is not capable of creating such a machine.
No, she's not. She shouldn't have it. But what if I gave it to you?
Doctor, you can't!
You bargain for your lives!
For hers. I'll show you. Benny, where's the Omega device?
Keys my eye. It's in Ace's back pocket.
No, Benny, you can't! It's messed up! The Omega device is unstable!
Yes, it is. In the wrong hands. I'm going to put it into the right ones. Benny?
Mine?
No, Benny, give the Omega device to the Daleks.
Okay. Sorry about this, Ace.
Don't do this! Benny, does the Doctor have a plan?
I guess it's as good as mine. Got it!
Well done, Benny. Give the Daleks the Omega device. But first, perhaps you should demonstrate its secrets and philosophy of movement.
How?
Just think about what you've learned. What you've told me. That's how it works.
Really? Just think.
Doctor, the reactor!
Yes, think, Benny. Just don't take too long.
What is the device doing?
I know now. I can see it. Nothing can stop the Daleks. And by giving you this, I'm going to prove it.
Explain!
You'll see.
Omega device activated.
What have you done?
I'm giving the Dalek an operational time corridor, connecting it to its future.
What is this? Something is coming through. Explain. What is this? Identify yourself. Are you a Dalek?
I have good news for you, Dalek. You're one of the lucky ones. You get to live a long time. This is you.
I do not understand. Identity confirmed. We are the same operational unit.
The Omega device located you. This is you from the future.
Explain. We are the same Dalek. We survive. Nothing can stop the Daleks. What are you doing now?
The city is reviving. I am preparing to wipe out the Thals with radiation. The Daleks will rule. The Daleks will be the supreme beings of Skaro.
Is that all?
All?
Your ambition is limited.
Explain.
The Daleks will reign supreme. We will be there at the end of time. All other life will be wiped out. We will be the supreme power in the universe. We will rule forever.
Why?
Explain.
Why?
Why do you question? Because we are Dalek.
So I must continue?
Yes.
Do we ever leave our casings and walk on Skaro again?
No. Such a thing is no longer necessary.
No longer necessary?
The Daleks control the universe.
How long does it take?
I have lived 4,000 centuries.
4,000 centuries? In this shell?
Correct.
Unbearable! Exterminate!
Why? Nothing stops the Daleks. You are inferior. Exterminate!
No, this is not life. There is no point to it.
Well done, Benny! It's over. The Dalek exterminated itself. Enough of a paradox to collapse the time lock. Poof! Time's back on the right track. The power's off and the Daleks are dormant. Ace, I'm afraid your Omega device is destroyed.
Yeah. How come it worked for Benny?
Magic.
It responds to thought. You were angry and confused. I was sad.
Benny was able to show the Dalek something it had forgotten about itself. Very good.
Look, I'm sorry it went wrong. I guess it couldn't work, but I tried.
I wish you hadn't. Clinus.
Sorry?
Doesn't matter. So, what happens now?
Skaro sleeps. Someone, someday, will breach the Forbidden World and wake them up. And that's when the trouble starts. Oh, yes, and I'll be waiting for them always. Come on, Benny. Let's go home.
Are you going to leave me here?
Change to a wall, on Skaro, forever. It's a fitting punishment.
I just wanted to end them.
Death, taxes and Daleks, Ace. You can't stop them. But you can learn to cheat all three. I have.
Yeah, okay, you've made your point. You're a Time Lord. I'm a girl from Perivale. Whatever. I'm sorry. But lecture later, eh? I just want to get back to the TARDIS.
Of course.
Oh, thanks. Where is the TARDIS?
Level 4, second left. The power's out, so you'll have to take the stairs. Wait for me.
Sure. See you, yeah?
This is Scaro. He doesn't have stairs.
No. Are you all right, Benny?
What would have happened if you'd used the Omega device?
I don't know. Let's be glad I didn't. Poor Ace.
She doesn't want to talk to us, does she?
No. But she will. Eventually.
You cross with her?
Oh, I'm furious. It's all part of becoming a Time Lord. Wanting to rush off and wipe out all evil in the universe. But what's frightening about Ace is she nearly managed it.
That's Ace.
Oh, it is indeed. She'll either become a renegade or end up president. Can't decide which. Time will tell. Come along. Let's go find the TARDIS.
Yeah, Tommy went home.
Well, yes, or...
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, just for a bit, you know, please. I mean, keep the peace between Ace and me until she's ready to go back to Gallifrey.
I told you, I've got another life. I've got a family. Friends. Somewhere.
Haven't we all?
Family? Yes. Yeah, the Doctor, Ace and Benny. The old gang back together, eh? Just for a bit.
Oh, yes. Time for some new adventures.